I would ask that you would give your attention this evening to my great uncle, Jim, as he would come and present the message that the Lord's placed upon his heart. So I would give the floor to him.
Good evening. Is this thing on? Okay. Tonight I'm going to speak of a little bit about love. And one of the verses in 1 Nephi says that love is the most joyous thing to our soul. In 1 Nephi 3, verse 63, this is where the angel is speaking to Nephi and asking this question. Knowest thou the meaning of the tree which thy father saw? And Nephi answered in verse 64 and 5, and I answered him, saying, yea, it is the love of God, which sheddeth itself upon abroad in the hearts of the children of men. Wherefore it is the most desirous above all things. And he spake unto me, saying, yea, it is the most joyous to your soul. Here we see that love plays a very important part in our lives, especially God's love. In the marriage vow, it says, in sickness or in health, for better or worse, till death do us part. The marriage vow can be associated with our love of God also. Just as we think of our wives and husbands and family all the time, whether things are going good or bad, we should be thinking of God all the time too. Not just when things are going wrong and we need his help, but when things are going smooth and we're contented. We need to remember to offer up our prayers of thanksgiving and praise to express our love for him at all times, not just in time of need. There are many times, many kinds of love, like the love of a little girl for her doll, the love of a little boy for his favorite toy or his dog, the love of a man and his wife for their family and for each other, or for the love for our country. These are forms of love that are good for us. It's human nature to love and want love in return. It's necessary for us to be happy. There are other forms of so-called love that make people happy, or at least they think that it makes them happy at the time, such as we read in the first chapter of Romans, in verses 18 to 32. We know what that says. We've been through that a time or two. So I'm not going to read it. But that kind of love can lead to only one thing, And that's downhill to the darkness of which there's no escape. Another form of love is the form of money and possessions. Some love money so much that they keep their places of business open 24/7, never giving a thought to the Lord's day at all. In Alma 8, on page 340, verse 74, Alma 8, verse 74. We read this. I say unto you, nay, thou knowest that there is a God, but thou lovest that lucre more than him. And in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. What are they going to do with all that money anyway? Can't take it with them when they go home and meet their maker. What did Jesus say to the rich man in Luke 12? Luke 12, 15 to 21. Let's turn to it. See what he had to say about that. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no more room to bestow my fruits. And he said, this I will do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And I will bestow all of my fruits and my goods. And I will say unto my soul, soul, thou hast such goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. There are some people that go to church maybe three times a year. Christmas Eve, maybe, to show off their new clothes. New Year's Eve probably make some resolutions that they don't intend to keep anyway. And Easter. And they are so misguided that they think that these few times will get them through the pearly gates to heaven. And what about the rest of the year? Where are they spending their Sunday mornings and evenings? They're so wrapped up in their love of pleasure that they can't be bothered to go to church. They have to play golf this weekend. Last weekend, they had to go to the lake. But what about next weekend? Nope, can't do it. The big game on TV, big ball game. Can't miss it. And the next weekend is tied up with a big party, Saturday night. And Sunday, I doubt if I'd be in shape to go there anyway. Probably have to call in Monday because I'm too sick to work. Not feeling good. Always some excuse. But it's going to cost him in the end. Let's read what Paul has to say about the wickedness of the last days in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 3, 1-5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those who are good, traitors, heady-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Kind of reminds you a little bit of that first chapter of Romans, doesn't it? Truly, this is so in the world today. We have drifted far from the Word of God, the law of God. Let's take a look of love of man, love for one another. The love of God for all mankind. Look at the beautiful earth that we have to live on. The wonders of nature. The knowledge that has been given to mankind in science and medicine and other things to help us get through with the many things that plague us. All because of God's love for us. Every living creature on this earth needs love of some sort. I remember reading many years ago of something that was happening in a particular hospital. They were having trouble with newborn babies for some reason that the mothers didn't want. Can't fathom that myself, and I know you can't either. But the babies weren't doing well. And the doctors were stumped with the situation until they had an idea. They had the nurses pick them up and cuddle them close and play and talk to them every chance that they had. When this show of affection and love to this tiny infant was displayed, the baby soon began to thrive and soon were normal, healthy babies. All because they was getting love from another human being. But let's not forget the most wonderful love that anyone could have for another. And that's the love of God for all mankind. My next scripture, I know you all probably have it right there. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him, whosoever believeth in him, should not perish. It doesn't say would not. It said should not. But have everlasting life. God sent his love, or his Son, that we might be saved. What a gift. Knowing what was going to happen to his Son. For the love of all mankind, his Son, Jesus Christ, was nailed to a cross and gave up his life that you and I might have a chance to achieve everlasting life with him and his Father. I'd like to go to John 15. John 15, verse 13 and 14. We read this. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Let's go to Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Through 38. We read this. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And we go on and read in verse 39 and 40. And the second is like this, unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now let's go back to John 14. John 14, verse 15. And we read this. If you love me, keep my commandments. And in John 15, 9 and 10, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Through this great love of our Heavenly Father, we have the privilege of laying our burdens at his feet, taking all our troubles and care to him in prayer. Through this love, we have received more blessings than we can imagine. Many we're not aware of. And through that love, we will continue to receive blessings if we are faithful to the end of our allotted time here on earth. But we have to keep his commandments in order to be worthy of this love. Many, many years ago, there was a popular song titled, "Love is a Many-Splendored Thing." How true that is. We should make more of an effort to show our love and concern for our neighbors and fellow men, not just who I see right here in front of me. Just a friendly hello might brighten up one's day. And I'm sure that if it is said in sincerity, it will brighten our day also. Thank you for your time.